Hello and welcome to Debatatorium 2006, the very first premiere number one episode. My name is Frank Allen, and of course, this is a show in which we debate very hot issues, and we decide them for everyone so that you don't have to worry about them anymore. We have two debaters here, and a number of experts to deal with this first topic. Let me introduce our debaters. Debater number one, please.
I am Lord Venton Zest.
Lord Venton Zest, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a dandy young man from the 18th century, where I was born and raised.
Welcome to our time. And of course, debater number two.
Allow me to provide the real introduction to the foe who rather laughably challenges me. He comes from the past, a time of ignorance, and hails from Earth, a cesspool of ignorance, whereas I come from the future, a far more enlightened and glorious area, and a planet that makes this planet... Planet science is where I come from. It makes planet Earth look like where the miserable, filth-encrusted rest areas on your Route 17.
May I mention to my currently unnamed challenger that...
No! My name is Dr. Parsis.
Dr. Parsis, may I remind you that I do not come from a cesspool of ignorance, but a cesspool of fashion. Dandiness!
That's very interesting. Before you debate your own backgrounds, let's get to the actual topic. This for our premiere episode, it's very, very much a hot-button issue. We're going to debate whether or not the war in Iraq, the current one, in this time, is a good idea or a bad idea. Now, everybody has an opinion on this, of course, and as we all could have guessed, Lord Zest believes that this war is a just war, a good war, whereas Dr. Parsis from the future believes it is a terrible idea. The attacker always gets to go first, so Dr. Parsis, tell us why this is a very bad war.
First of all, regardless of whether you Earthenoids decided to fight a war or not fight a war, your reasons would be wrong, and the results would be stupid. I believe not fighting war is a simpler thing for you to do than actually fighting a war, because fighting a war is complex and would cause more of a chance that your simple brains would miscalculate things. If you fight a war, you'll blow each other up. There'll be a crater, which is fine for me, because I could use your smoking heap to plant my garden of delicious fruits. But from your point of view, it's a mistake to fight this war, because if you don't fight it, what could go wrong? Nothing.
That's a very good point. But perhaps, Lord...
Now, before I can begin with my rebuttal, I need my lead navigator here to tell me what the devil is Iraq. Oh, that area in the... Good God, they changed the name to Iraq already? Huh, all right. Well, anyway, you have proven quite well that you are the one that comes from a time of ignorance. For we have already figured out, with our human science, back in my day, that there are four humors with which the human body is constructed. And war is a natural result of when the black bile in the human body becomes too much to bear, and we become quite, as we would say, a choleric and angry, and we must find a way to reduce the black bile before it gets to criminally dangerous levels, and we all, well, snuff it. So therefore, war is necessary to keep our species alive.
We've dissected many of your humanoids, and very few black substances came up. They were more of the red and purple and pink varieties.
Well, perhaps purple's quite a pretty color.
And where is Iraq? And what is the United States?
But you're arguing against the war, even though you don't quite know what it is.
Oh, the United States, those ruffians that, split off from us, right? Have they gotten smallpox yet and just died off already?
No, actually, they, are much bigger than your country now. Much more powerful.
I bet they don't have even a fraction of the size of our military, though. Especially our Navy. The good old British Navy.
Interestingly enough, we have an expert on the size of the U.S. Military.
Hello, my name's Rex Conquest, and I invented war.
Welcome, Rex. Now, you wanted to talk to us about...
You are a lifesaver, my good man.
It's true.
I believe you're going to provide details on this specific war, which neither of our debaters seem to know much about.
Yes.
Please do. Gentlemen, debaters, if you have any questions about this war, ask him, and he can tell you everything about it. He knows quite a bit.
Now, are these fellows in Iraq, are they quite the fashionable and dandy chaps?
The people of Iraq, while being very war-friendly, are not what I would consider fashion-friendly, except they are often to be found in combat fatigues and khakis. always the height of war fashion.
Combat fatigue, sir. Is that just a fancy word for top hats in your 20th century lingo?
Nope.
No, interestingly...
God, not even top hats? How can they fight a war with such terrible fashion?
Interestingly, the soldiers don't wear top hats. But, Dr. Parsis, did you have a question for Mr. Conquest?
I was curious if either side had an agenda that involved planet science. So you have to wonder, as I mentioned when I stopped by earlier, that the only sources of your Earthenoid culture that come to our planet are Monday Night Football, WHRW Binghamton, and Jack Chick Tracks. And what I've learned from that is that Americans are always ready for some football. People listen to weird music, as opposed to the beautiful music of planet science, which goes like this. And third, the United States of America is a den of sin.
Well, I know not about these den of sins.
Excuse me.
But I suppose
Lord Zest.
Which of us
invented war here? Seriously. Now, to answer your question, Dr. Parsis, as you may know from watching all of your football, there is nothing more glorious than when two groups of men hurl themselves at each other in lethal combat. Now, the war in Iraq is just such a beautiful heaving of man meat.
And what sort of worthless trinkets is this war being fought over?
Doctor, when you've invented war like I have, you come to understand that it's not what you're fighting for. It's the fact that you're fighting.
And that is, unfortunately, Mr. Conquest does have a plane to catch, but thank you for stopping by.
Always a pleasure. Keep warring.
I think we might have, we're going to keep fighting.
How am I supposed to listen to a man who doesn't even have access to a simple spaceship?
Oh, please, you come from the planet of science. Us over here on planet Earth, we have alchemy. Yes, I can transmute your ass into gold. Don't tempt me, my friend.
That would make him rich, and I don't think you'd like that. But we do have another expert here who did want to say something about this debate. It's quite good.
Hello, my name is Mrs. Quiet. I am a librarian and historian from the planet Science in the Future.
Welcome. Now, how did you came back in time as well? Did you come with Dr. Parsis?
No, I came on my own.
On your own, okay.
I did hear about this incredible debate in the past, and I thought I could shed some light on the situation.
Oh, please.
Well, I don't necessarily have an opinion to impart. I would like to just qualify, by the way, that my name is Mrs. Quiet because I am the quietest person from Planet Science. You may have heard Dr. Parsis's booming voice. That is the norm on our planet.
Okay.
I've never heard of this quiet person.
Probably because she talks so quietly.
Very likely.
As I mentioned, I am very well versed in the history of the universe as a historian from the planet Science, and I am here to let you know what happens when you actually engage in the Iraq War and continue it beyond this year.
Oh, please.
As soon as the war starts, everybody turns into robots.
Actually, I'm sorry. The war started a few years ago.
I mean, you may be calling it a war. I'm talking about the all-out war where everybody starts bombing each other. That's going to start in about a year.
Now, are we going to turn into fashionable robots?
That's sort of your opinion. I don't really consider robots fashionable.
Do they get to wear nice top hats?
No. Anyway, that's wonderful for people like us on Planet Science because we get to use you as resources, but that may not be the best for you as humans, so you'll have to use that information to decide for yourselves.
Thank you. That's very educational. Lord Zest.
Yes.
Given that we are all going to be turned into robots, I mean, granted, you'll be long dead.
I'll be long dead.
You'll be long dead, yes. Because we'll send you back after the show, but thank you for
coming. Good riddance this time period.
We're going to all be dead. I mean, sorry, we're going to all be robots, which I guess means, in a way, we're dead. Is that good? Why do you think that's good?
Oh, me? I never said it was good.
Well, I'm just saying
it's good that I won't become one of these unfashionable little drones.
No, but why do you think this war is good if it's going to turn us into drones?
Oh, why? It's a secret.
I'm sorry?
It's a top secret I can't tell you.
Well, in that case, I'm really, really glad that we booked one of the top psychics right now to come in and read your mind and tell us why you think it's a good thing. Please, sir, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Ron Sermon, and I am one of the leading psychics in the northern United States.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Good to be here.
Can you please tell us why this gentleman thinks the war is a good thing?
Well, I can tell you why he is not going to think it's a good thing, because I'm seeing cluster bombs. Someone hold my hand. Yes, cluster bombs while he's on the toilet seat.
I'm sorry, the Iraqis are going to send cluster bombs back in time to kill him?
That's all I saw was just a cluster bomb falling on him while he was on the toilet seat.
That's a cluster bomb.
Oh, humans wow. In there. External excretory systems.
Besides, I don't know this thing you call the bathroom, but anyway, I feel like after this debate, I need to take a little walk to the lavatory.
Okay, well, that's doesn't bode well for our bathroom. But can you get a reading on Dr. Parsis?
I'm seeing his future, but I'm kind of confused because he's in the present and he's from the future. So I don't even know where the hell I am right now.
You and your disorientation. It amuses me. And Mrs. Quiet, if that's your name, I much appreciate the fact that you've come along here. It's so great to have another civilized being instead of these waste of whatever they're made of, carbon, I believe my research tells me.
Well, Dr. Parsis, I would also like to throw some support your way in agreeing with you that this war does reveal the ignorance, I believe you called it the cesspool of ignorance, that Earth is.
Yes, I said that.
Because what I have found is that the reason that the war turns everybody into robots is that the nuclear weapons that everybody is so afraid of, that everybody's been testing, actually contain a mix of chemicals that don't actually kill humans, but instead turn them into metal-working robots.
Goodness. Transmutation!
There's one thing this proves that all the listeners of this crude radio station have, is that before this I thought history was the subject of people not smart enough to go into killer robot building school. Now I've learned otherwise.
Unfortunately, we are nearing the end of our program. We do have to wrap up with our final arguments and then decide the winner. Dr. Parsis, why don't you give us your closing arguments?
My closing argument. Well, it would be for the best of everyone of Dark Planet Science if all of you were to kill each other off and we could harvest the remains of your corpses and grow delicious fruits on your barren soil. However, from your point of view, peace is probably a better idea.
Thank you for that, and thank you for the music as a bonus. Is that a hit song? No, it's all right. You know what? Let's move on to
classical music.
Classical music. Lord Zest has his closing arguments.
I do know nothing about this war whatsoever. However, Dr. Parsis did imply before that he didn't even know what us human beings are made out of. In fact, I can mention right now that we're made out of the four humors plus fashion, and therefore, this lack of understanding of the human condition shows quite well that Dr. Parsis has no clue what he's talking about, especially with such a human occurrence such as war, and therefore, his opinions should not be listened to, and whatever the hell opinions I'm supposed to be representing should instead be listened to.
Well, that actually brings up a good point. What do you think of Dr. Parsis's clothes?
God, what is that, 21st century fashion or something? 22nd?
My goodness, that's quite an insult. All right, well, taking all this in, it's pretty obvious to me that Lord Zest really nailed it. And he is right. Even though he's not quite clear on what he's right about, he is right. The war in Iraq was definitely a good plan. I personally think being a robot sounds pretty good because, more resilient.
Being a robot is far better than being a human being.
See?
I pity the whole lot of you, and I believe that I have lost solely due to bias against... You are biased against your fellow creatures. For your fellow creatures.
How can I be biased against creatures for creatures?
Because, as you would know if you were paying closer attention, I said the wrong thing first, and then promptly corrected myself. Do I need to draw a flowchart to illustrate this simple point? I have a spaceship to catch. There's an exciting game involving the New York Giants. I think they could go all the way.
I hate to break it to you,
but don't bother.
They're
going to lose anyway.
As you 21st century types might say.
Well, unfortunately, we are not ready for some football right now. But we are ready for an entire season of Debatatorium 2006, continuing next week with more debates. Thank you to Dr. Parsis, who unfortunately did not win, and thank you to Lord Zest, who did win, which means he will be back to debate again for the Debatatorium
Championships. I take my top hat off to you all.
Thank you all, and good night.